It is 8:28. It is the Morning Line program here on 90.3 KMBA. My name is Danny Preston, and KMBA keeping you in tune with our community. And it's my pleasure to welcome to the welcome back to the program this morning one of our Aquatic Broadcast Corporation associates and board member of AMPA, the Alaska Native Professionals Association, Angela Jenkins. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm super. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Okay. It's a big red letter day in our community. AMPA is putting on a special event. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. So today, from 11:30 to 1 at the BBNC headquarters, 111 West 16th Avenue, we are having a panel on racism and sexual harassment in the workplace. With everything going on right now, we just wanted to make sure that our members and friends of AMPA knew what to do in these kinds of situations.
Okay, super. And you've brought in a special guest. I'd like to welcome to the program Sarah Monckton. Sarah is the Deputy Director of the State of Alaska Commission for Human Rights. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about this. See, this is really timely. The workshop is Racism and Sexual Harassment in the Workplace. You're going to be on the presenting panel. Very timely stuff to our listeners. We'll know that yesterday on KMBA you heard with Native America Calling a spotlight on the on VAWA, the Violence Against Women Act reorganization from the Women Are Sacred Conference. So again, it's sort of a timely thing. In that vein, Sarah, what do you do as part of your position with the Human Rights Commission?
Well, our mission is really twofold, and I was so grateful for the invitation from Angela because one part of our mission is investigating and resolving discrimination complaints, include racial or sexual harassment or discrimination, discrimination based on national origin, religion, and so forth. And then the other part of our mission is about preventing discrimination. And to accomplish that goal, we like to go out to the community and really help people understand what we do at the commission and also how our community members can help prevent discrimination through raising awareness, really improving communication between people in the workplace and in neighborhoods and all throughout our communities.
So pretty much maintaining a preventative and proactive sort of a posture in that regard.
Yes, exactly. That is our goal.
Okay. And just to really throw you under the bus here, as far as on a statewide level, you know, as opposed to regional or national level, 1 to 10 on seriousness, egregiousness of problems with racism and sexual harassment in the workplace, where's Alaska? We're going to quantify this.
You know, I actually think we're doing pretty well when you compare us to the rest of the country. I mean, our numbers are about the same. We receive about 400 discrimination complaints in our state every year, and that's pretty much what EEOC, those statistics are consistent with what the federal EEOC commission also sees. But in terms of our community is very diverse, and so I think that we may be a step ahead of some other communities because we have a lot of experience connecting with people of different backgrounds. But we do see complaints that really run the gamut from workplace disagreements all the way up to very, very serious cases of discrimination.
Okay. And you are on a panel today in conjunction with the Alaska Native Professionals Association workshop. How does your commission's work tie in, if there is a way it ties in specifically, to the Native community? What's the connection there?
Well, we are available to help any member of the Alaska community who experiences discrimination or thinks they may have experienced discrimination or harassment, and that includes the Native community. We would love to outreach to the Native community and invite them to call us if they have concerns or if they have ideas or suggestions about how we can do better outreach and connect with members of the Alaska Native community.
And, Sarah, you initially, you know, brought up a fact that's just tremendous, the diversity in our area, the most diverse place on the planet. I mean, all the statistics show. Are there particular obstacles, not just with weaving the mission of the commission in with various geographic locations, bush communities, urban areas and such, but navigating your mission through these scores of different cultures, are there particular obstacles that you and your staff have to be aware of?
I think that's a great question, and the answer is yes, but it's so many issues.
The short answer is yes.
We really have to be very comfortable working with people of all backgrounds. If you go look at our statute, we are required to investigate complaints based on a number of different bases. I mentioned a few of them: race, religion, national origin, disability, sex, parenthood, pregnancy. So we have to be able to understand people where they are, whatever their particular individual life circumstances are, what's brought them to this place, how discrimination and harassment of the particular type they're complaining about affects them. It requires our investigators and our staff members to be very quick on their feet, and also to be somewhat empathetic, to be able to understand people and communicate with people of all types.
To meet not only each group, but each individual where they're at respectively.
Yes,
in
exactly.
The community. So what talk about your participation and the commission's participation in today's workshop. What's kind of your vision?
Well, I'm just one member on a panel of several people who work in this field, so I'm just hoping to be able to contribute our experience and let people know that we're there to help them if they have concerns, both in the preventative work that we do and also in the investigative and remedial work that we do. I think we have a lot of experience in this area, and I love to get out there in the community and learn from others who also have experience, and also to connect with people who are in the workplace, and dealing with the issues that we're facing today.
It's hard to overstress the importance of making those connections.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. It's 8:35. If you're just joining us, it is Morning Line on KMBA. Our guest this morning is Sarah Monckton from the Alaska State Commission for Human Rights. Sarah is the Deputy Director. Also, Angela Jenkins from the Alaska Native Professionals Association. And Angela, I want to come back to you for a sec. We talked briefly before going on the air. Some of the outcomes or takeaways that you were kind of showcasing for today's event, and while we're talking about visions, maybe you can talk about your visions or your thoughts along that line.
Yeah, that would be great. Several occurrences happened that led me to coordinate this event, and I am the chair of the event committee, so I mean, I could plan what I would like, but several things going on statewide and nationally had happened recently and personally that led me to coordinate this panel. I would like the takeaway to be members of AMPA and friends of AMPA that would like to join us today at 11:30, how to handle these situations that might make us uncomfortable. I care.
What do you mean by, you mean specifically if this interaction occurs in the workplace and I'm going, eek, what do I do?
Yeah.
Strategies.
Because okay. You think you know what to do, but no one expects this or plans for this. So maybe best practices, and I would like to have a series of resources for Alaska Native professionals and anyone in attendance. I would like to create an environment, a safe and welcoming environment for everyone that comes to the panel today.
Okay, safety and fairness, very nice.
Yes.
Thanks very much, Angel. And Sarah, I guess I would just, there's so much we could talk about here, and we don't have time to do all that we'd like to do, but I think it's marvelous that the state is getting involved in this, and that Angela and folks have put this thing together. And it's so wonderful to see, you know, more and more as time goes on, these sort of events taking center stage instead of backstage and getting, you know, frankly, mainstream culture lip service. That's a best euphemistic way I can say that. So as we get set to wrap up, Sarah, anything else you'd like to add about either the event or your office Any other information?
Sure. You know, I'd like to say thank you to Angela for organizing this event. I think it's so important for people to step up and start these conversations with the people in their community. And I'd also like to say to our listeners, if you have concerns about discrimination or would like technical assistance from our office or just have questions, please feel free to give us a call. Our complaint line locally is 274-4692. Our toll-free number is 1-800-478-4692, and you can also visit our website for that information.
Tremendous. Sarah Monckton, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you,
on
Ken.
Burning Line. Angela, last word.
Yeah, so for more information on today's event, you can go to AMPA's Facebook page. And for more information on becoming a member and how to sponsor events like the event we're having today, please go to ANPA.net. And Quiana, thank you for having us today.
Okay. Angela, thank you. Sarah, thank you again. It's 8:38. Ben Morrison, Ani DeFranco, and Jayhawks all coming up.